I'm still involved with the Lion Kings, you know, real big, you know. I try so hard to take them towards the direction that they're supposed to go, which is the revolutionary struggle and the evolution of ghetto-style organizations. That piece of writing there, it actually has five different essays in there. But, you know, that right there explains a lot. You know, a lot of these organizations, a.k.a. gangs or whatnot, they get together for a purpose. And a lot of that right there is energy, unused energy, untapped resources that the people got to learn how to use. That's the army. When they killed Rodney King, the ones who set it off in the country in 1992 was, you know, the Watts Rebellion and all that, was the people in the street. You know what I mean? And when a revolutionary situation occurs, the ones who's going to set it off and is going to be like the standing army is the people in the streets. You know, in the Revolutionary War for this country, when they pushed the yoke of England off their backs, who was it that fought? It was the people of the common people. You know what I mean? When Mao set it off against his country, who he used to take over the country? The common people, you know, and these kids in the street is an army. They're a standing army. What's missing is the leaders. You know, right now they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff because wherever the head goes, the body follows. So a lot of these organizations or gangs or whatever you want to call them have heads that are going in the right direction. So they're taking these kids in a deformed path that is destructive. You know, it's self-destructive. They end up hurting themselves more than anything else. You know, imagine if all these gangs had revolutionary leaders. You know what? This country wouldn't allow it. They would actually set up every revolutionary leader. You know, and I feel that maybe one day I'm going to get set up by this country or government or killed because, you know, I'm doing what I wish most leaders would do, street leaders would do. You know, reach out to these youth and teach them how to be a standing army.